Fire Chief Michael Anderson says he thinks there will be the required 12 inches of ice on Silver Lake by Tuesday.
So we score it down to within about an inch or two from the bottom. Then we hand cut out the blocks on Thursday. From that point, we hand cut them out. We pull out all the blocks, about 2,000 of them. We'll pull them out and haul them over to the old railroad depot in town in Eagle River. Then we start shaving and construction on Friday, and hopefully we'll finish construction on Saturday with just the finishing touches on Sunday.
Anderson says the fire department leads the construction with the help of local volunteers.
Any volunteers can go ahead and they can contact the Chamber of Commerce, and Natalie at the Chamber of Commerce is coordinating the volunteer effort for everyone so we can space them out. A lot of times in the past, everyone will show up in the middle of the day, and then we're sparse on volunteers early and late in the day, so we're trying to spread out the volunteers this year. On Thursday, if you have a pickup truck, you can come on down, and you can just haul ice from Silver Lake over to the railroad depot. A lot of times the volunteers will do that also.
Former Eagle River Fire Chief Jack Thomas designed the project. Anderson says the Thomas family has been involved in the ice castle since it began in the 1930s. It wasn't constructed during World War II. The Eagle River Lions led the construction in the 1950s and 60s. The castle languished until the fire department started it again in 1987. Anderson says the fire department greatly enjoys the project as it helps bring visitors to Eagle River and benefits the community. Ken Krall, WXPR News.